gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Just a question.
Okay.
Yesterday, I took it upon myself to cancel a meeting since we only had three members that were going to be able to participate. And I didn't know if anyone had a date that they would like to try again.
Well, let's see.
And I think Vince provided you some his comments, everybody.
I only sent them to you just so you got you and Shane.
I'm sorry. I would have copied them.
That's right, yeah.
So we're talking about June, right? About June 15th, the middle week.
It's a week that we don't have a public hearing.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm picking it.
Is that a Wednesday or Thursday?
It's a Wednesday.
I don't think I have anything that week.
Good to me.
3 o'clock.
It is.
Here.
Here, so ordered.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Mr. Lank, we had left an application in my Wonders area from, where was it, near Shiloh Woods or something? I can't remember the name of the application for an entrance clarification or an easement.
They've not come back with that information yet.
They have not gotten back. No problem. Okay, thank you.
That's the Beerman.
Yeah, Beerman, thank you.
Yep.
So just wait, I mentioned this before in one of the sessions or the public hearing, but we have one application. What did I tell you, Shane? One application for a conditional use that's not been advertised. No. Yeah, one application for a conditional, one application for a subdivision that's not been advertised. And I received three more in the last week, so we have five. And we also received two ag preservation districts for considered for public hearing in June. So that's what we have now is six.
We may be able to do those ordinances on a regular Thursday.
Yeah, we can. I mean, it might come to that.
Yeah.
But we get a, and we won't have a note. See, we're scheduled. I just gave the schedule for five public hearings for the 9th. June's pretty well covered, and if I don't get any more, that's it.
Guess we have to send our inspectors out.
Well, that's half the ones you've had. Half the ones you've had in the last couple of weeks have been from either complaint or the inspectors had trying to been getting them. For quite a while to get them to comply, and one of the applications tonight was
over 15 years.
Yeah, and I don't think it's been there that long, but he said it was. It's surprising. The building's only been up for a year or so. And the hearing we had a couple weeks ago, four of the five were violations based on complaints. You don't mind if I ride around and complain about stuff, do you?
We're not going to touch that, Mark.
That's it. I mean, we really were. It's we got down. We were down to three, and all of a sudden, we had seven more came in, and then we got down to one or two. I forget which. I think it's just one subdivision. Yeah, it's one subdivision that we have left now. It's not advertised. I just gave Stacy the advertisements to do for the first meeting in June, and I have three to write tomorrow to get introduced next Tuesday. So then we'll have four. And the two ag preservation districts are also scheduled.
Well, I guess we should have opposed that time extension so we'd have more subdivisions coming back.
Okay. So you're still going to get some back, Rob.
Anything else to go to the order, gentlemen? All right, then.